Good morning, this is Israel AM for Friday, June 26th. The Health Ministry has reported 441 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours. Partial lockdowns and new restrictions have been placed on neighborhoods in Ashdod and Bat Yam because of a spike in infections in those areas. Restrictions imposed earlier this week on neighborhoods in Jaffa and Rahat will be lifted with increased enforcement of health regulations in the area. The coronavirus cabinet will meet on Sunday at the request of Defense Minister Benny Gantz and will discuss imposing more lockdowns on areas that experience a rise in COVID-19 cases. Military intelligence issued a report recommending the government reconsider its decision to lift public restrictions imposed due to the spread of coronavirus. The IDF warned that Israel is entering a second wave of the pandemic and that it will be no less severe than the first. Prime Minister Netanyahu announced yesterday that Israel and the United Arab Emirates would cooperate in the fight against the coronavirus. He said that an official announcement by the health ministers of both countries would be coming soon. According to Syrian media sources, 10 pro-Iranian militants were killed in airstrikes by unidentified aircraft in central Syria last night. One of those killed in the strikes was an Iraqi leader named Abu al-Hassan, according to the report. Afghani militants were also among those killed in the strikes. Earlier this week, airstrikes hit several Iranian-related targets throughout Syria. Have a wonderful day and a Shabbat Shalom.